Evolutionists expect us to believe that dinosaurs evolved into birds. But is something like that even possible? On today's Creation Moment, we'll look at the lungs of birds to answer that question scientifically and without bias. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
I remember buying a foot pump to inflate the tires on my first car. My choice was between two pumps. On the cheaper model, the foot operated a piston entering a cylinder in which the air would be compressed and forced through a tube into the tire. When the foot was lifted, valves prevented air getting back into the cylinder from the tire and instead dragged air in from outside. Each depression of the foot repeated this operation. In a sense, the lungs of mammals and reptiles would resemble two such pumps side by side. The second model featured two pistons and cylinders angled in opposite directions. Pressing with the foot began the first stage of tire compression as before, but on releasing the foot, the second cylinder pushed air into the tire while the first refilled with external air. The next foot depression allowed cylinder 2 to refill while cylinder 1 pumped. Thus, there was air pumped into the tire on both depression and release of the foot. The two cylinders worked in tandem in opposite directions. This second continuous pump is like the two lungs in a bird. Even some well-known evolutionary scientists have pointed out how impossible it would be for one mechanism to evolve into the other, because the transitional form would not be able to process air for breathing at all and would suffocate. So bird lungs could not have evolved from dinosaurs, but instead are designed by God for exactly their purpose.
If you enjoyed today's broadcast, you'll be able to read thousands of radio transcriptions in our best-selling book series, Letting God Create Your Day. To find out more, visit us at creationmoments.com or call 1-800-42-BIBLE.